In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning. It's so good to have the opportunity to chat with you for a while this morning as we enter into the Thanksgiving season. You know, really, Thanksgiving ought to be a year-long season. We ought to be able to just stop and say, what am I grateful for today? Because the attitude of gratitude will definitely determine our altitude. I've got a picture here on a piece of paper in front of me, and I guess this is probably the only time that I would ever tell you that I wish this were TV instead of just radio, because if it were TV, I could show you a picture. That's hilarious. It's a picture of this turkey that's just strutting along, and it's the skinniest thing you've ever seen in your life, and has about half of the feathers that it ought to have, and it looks like he's been through a fight that he almost lost. And so anyway, but the inscription on the picture said, it was a tough year, but I made it. Maybe that's kind of your experience this year. And so when you consider Thanksgiving, you say, well, thankful for what? You know, so many times we can start out on the negative side and just never make that turn. It's kind of like the guy that said the economy is so bad that I got a pre-declined credit card in the mail. Pre-declined. Or he said, I ordered a burger at McDonald's and the kid behind the counter asked, can you afford fries with that? Well, maybe it's not quite that bad, but some businesses are complaining. In fact, some of the CEOs are now playing miniature golf because they can't afford to play a round of golf. Somebody else went on to say, if the bank returns your check marked insufficient funds, you have to call them to find out if they mean you or them. Insufficient funds. Or McDonald's is selling the quarter ouncer. or parents in Beverly Hills and Malibu are firing their nannies and learning their children's names. Well, that's rough, isn't it? Or how about this? A truckload of Americans was caught sneaking into Mexico. That's when it's really rough. Well, we have the opportunity to stop looking at all the negatives that are around us and just determine, this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Once a man in a wheelchair wrote this statement, when I stopped looking at what I had lost and began looking at what I had left, I could sing again. You know, that's so true. We can look back and focus on what we've lost, and it may be a lot. But the question is, what do you have left? What can you praise God about? Now, the psalmist David in Psalm 103 started out with a really great Thanksgiving theme. Follow along with me if you have your Bible available. Psalm 103 and verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He hath made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. What a gracious God we have. And as Moses began to learn the ways of God, he couldn't always explain why everything happened the way it did. But he was learning one thing. Learn to be grateful. Learn to thank the Lord for everything. That's what basically the psalmist was saying in these seven verses. Just be grateful. In fact, in a list of horrible sins in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2, unthankful is listed as being a horrible sin. Isn't that amazing? we don't hear a whole lot about that as being really a sin. But gratitude and grace come from the same Latin word. And so when we focus our attention on the grace of God, we begin to understand the gratitude that should develop from that grace. It's been said, he who is thankful for everything will always have something to be thankful for. Well, you say, well, duh. Okay. But put it into practice. He who is thankful for everything will always have something for which to be thankful. You know, when I consider thankfulness, I begin to realize that, first of all, thankfulness and gratitude turns my eyes upward to the giver of everything that we have. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely what? Dim. In the light of his glory and grace. Grace and gratitude, same root word in Latin. Now, what are some of the ways that we can follow the example that's taught by God concerning a sacrifice of thanksgiving? Because as we read those first few jokes at the beginning of our broadcast, sometimes it seems like a sacrifice to give thanks. But you see, first of all, we ought to view gratitude as a way to focus our minds on the Lord and lift him up. For instance, Psalm 50 and verse 23 says, he who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me. I wonder how often during the week we're caught honoring God by just offering a sacrifice of thanksgiving. See, appreciation reminds us that the Lord is the source of all our blessings and helps us to realize that we can't make it through life without his help. You know, just consider everything that Christ has done for us as a result of our salvation. He's given us an indwelling Holy Spirit of God. He promises us eternal life, resurrection from the dead, a home in heaven. And beyond that, he gives us his written word to instruct us, give us direction, to reveal his nature, his ways, his works, his promises. And what a blessing a study of those will be to us. Basically, he's provided everything that we need for life and godliness. Write this verse down. 2 Peter 1:3. Everything that we need for life and godliness is provided in his word. And so consequently, the first thought is that I need to turn my eyes upward to the one who gives me everything that I have in need. And secondly, thankfulness cures pessimism. You know, ungratefulness never changes our circumstances, but it'll change us into a bitter person. A bitter person. And so secondly, we should take note of simple blessings. So often if somebody asks us for a testimony in a testimony meeting, we immediately begin to think, let's see now, when did God last give me $1 million? He hasn't. Oh, okay, well, I don't guess I have anything to be thankful for. See, we need to stop and just think about the simple blessings of God. So often we take his provisions for granted, not remembering that all of these are gifts from God. Study James chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good and every perfect gift comes from where? From the Father of lights. For example, do you have a car to drive to work? Do you have income from a job? Do you have a family, a home, food, good night's sleep? See, all of these are reasons to be thankful. All they may be simple blessings that we just take for granted. And God says, if we stop taking them for granted, that'll cure our pessimism because we'll begin to be so positive in our thoughts that we take note of the simple blessings. And bitterness is cured. The third thing is that it makes us easier with which to live. When I have an attitude of gratitude, it makes me easier to live with. My wife, children, people I work with, folks around me, people at the church. See, happiness is a choice. It's a choice. And so is thankfulness. And thankfulness should become a pattern of thinking that powerfully impacts our lives and then influences the lives of those around us. Instead of reserving gratitude only for what seems to be good, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God, in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. Doesn't say for everything, but in everything. In other words, in the midst of everything that's going on, give thanks that God is in control and that God knows what's going on. God has a plan, Romans 8:28. So we can give thanks in everything because it specifically says this is God's will for you. And by thanking the Lord in the midst of our pain or difficulty, we're acknowledging His loving sovereignty. Because He alone knows what's best, and so we can thank Him, even if we don't understand why something is happening. Somebody said, if you can't understand His hand, trust His heart, because He's your Father, and He's going to do what's best. See, that may seem unreasonable, but God honors our gratitude the most when we feel like we have the least reason to thank Him. And so many times, we all have had to thank the Lord for some petty, tough situation in our life, but gratitude has lifted us, lifted the burden, so to speak. It didn't change the situation, but it certainly changed my attitude. That made all the difference in the world. When my attitude changes, I can make it through. And so consequently, it makes me easier to live with, because happiness is a choice. Then number four, it can draw the unsaved to Christ. The unsaved. Because when I have an attitude of gratitude, when I know why I should be thankful and grateful, not just on Thanksgiving Day, it draws unsaved people to Christ because our actions are what they're watching. Our actions. You see, the gratitude that we express to God has to be sincere. And that's why for the Israelites, it meant offering an animal as a sacrifice of thanksgiving. But for us, Hebrews 13:15 recommends a sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to His name. The fruit of our lips. In other words, the unsaved folks are watching and listening to how we go through the hardest times of our lives. When they don't have the ability to give thanks and to be grateful, you and I do, because we have the Holy Spirit living within us, because we have the sovereignty of God that promises that He will bless us. See, the author of Hebrews continued, said, and don't neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. That's Hebrews 13:16. With such sacrifices God is pleased. In other words, our vocabulary should be saturated with thanksgiving. But heartfelt gratitude is also manifested by our actions. When we get together next, we're going to be talking about that. What kind of actions do my unsaved friends watch? What do they see? What do they learn? Does it affect and change their lives? So until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.